When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with the Challenge Exit Interview. And of course, if you watch the Challenge, you know that today's Exit Interview is going to be with Tyler Crispin, who ultimately got eliminated by Chris Underwood. This Chris Underwood, really undefeated in these challenges to get back. You know, I guess Rick Devens beat him that one time to get back from the edge of extinction the first time. But boy, Chris Underwood really carving out a name for himself in terms of being a competitor, because that nobody can get him out of the game this time. And now here he is, knocks out Tyler. We're going to talk to Tyler in just a moment. Of course, you can watch that interview as well on our YouTube channel. Got tons of stuff going on right now across all of the podcasts, Survivor, Big Brother, The Amazing Race, you name it, it's all at robisawebsite.com/subscribe. And be sure to check out Allie and Brian's recap of everything from this week on the Challenge. But I see that we have Tyler on the line. Let's go ahead and patch him in. Hey, Tyler, what's going on? Rob Cesternino, nice to see you, Tyler.
How about that? Look at that. It's kind of overdue.
Overdue. Yes. Well, it is nice to see you. You know, it's sad to see you go out this close to the end. How was this whole experience for you?
Man, well, it's good to see you too, man. I appreciate you taking the time, but
likewise.
Man, it was crazy. It was crazy. Definitely didn't exactly know what I was getting myself into on the show. Hadn't really watched a whole lot of it, but you know, I'm really happy with the newfound confidence that I have based on the challenge, because I really learned a lot about myself on that show. And yeah, it was fun.
What did you learn?
I mean, this was like, I mean, you saw Big Brother. I feel like I had always been in really strong alliances that I was able to kind of make my way towards the end with, and didn't really have my back against the wall too many times. And it felt like this game, my back was nowhere but against the wall. So it was definitely like a new feeling for me. But yeah, I feel like I learned to really learn how to play offense when your back's against the wall, instead of just like maintaining defense. Like when I threw myself into that elimination, when I got nominated to protect Alyssa, I felt like there was a lot more to that. I wanted to protect my people. I wanted to protect myself. So I don't know. I just feel like I have a newfound confidence knowing that I can handle myself in that way.
Yeah, Tyler, the story of you in the eliminations, the ones that you were in, were so radically different, where you had the ultimate marathon with Monty, and then this one, which was like went by so quick.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like I was a part of the longest elimination and the shortest. So I was very thankful that it went in that order too, because I don't know if I could do another 3-hour one.
Yeah, that 3-hour one was grueling. Was that the longest one that they've ever had in the eliminations?
I think they told me it's at least in the top like 3 or 5, something like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, so this one with Chris, and Chris has been the guy that everybody's been trying to get out of the house and is just like the cockroach that nobody can seemingly get out. What was it like going up against Chris in this one where everybody is, you know, trying to hope that Chris goes out again?
Yeah. I mean, there's something about Chris, man. He is probably the best one-on-one competitor in any show physically that I've ever seen. Like, this dude locks in deeper than I've seen any professional athlete lock in. Like, just watching them when we did that like face off before the round, this dude looks you in your soul so deep that like I think he's still like in there somewhere. Like, it was crazy. It's crazy how he can snap it on and off. So and it's like he needs that pressure too. So it's like the more people were coming for him, the more he would lock in. So yeah, scary human being to go against.
Can you talk a little bit about trying to find your place in this house where, you know, the people that you were aligned with from Big Brother, like Alyssa and Monty, those folks are all out of the game. And the only other people that are left that you have these connections to are the Big Brother people but have more ties to the challenge. So can you talk a little bit about trying to find your place in this house?
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough because, I mean, going into the game, like, I know I had Fess, I knew I had Josh, like you said, but it was only to a certain extent. Like, they've played five whatever seasons of the challenge and they know these people so much more than they know me. So eventually that's going to run out if I'm not, you know, returning the favor or having power to return the favor. So at this point, when it was just me left, I was doing my best to make new relationships with like Desi, like Chanel, like the girls, but it seemed like everyone just kind of had me blocked. No matter how nice I would ask them not to vote for me in the hopper, it was not working out. So I feel like at this point I developed the mindset that was like, the only way that I'm getting to the end is if I win my way to the end. It was like similar to Chris in a way.
Yeah. Did you feel like that the women in the house didn't look at you as like a strong partner to go to the final challenge with?
Yes. As much as I would say and like promise them everything that I had, I feel like Desi, for example, she came off last season. Her partner bailed on her. So
somebody you knew. Yeah.
Yes. My boy Enzo bailed on her, man. So I know that feeling. Desi wanted to be somewhere with somebody that just in case they had to run a final together, she wanted to be with somebody that I think, you know, could have had done it before, I guess. And that's another reason why I wanted to throw myself in that elimination and like kind of play that offensive route. I wanted to show these people and like prove myself that I'm not just like, just because I'm the smallest guy in the house doesn't mean I'm not capable of, you know, winning something. So tried my best, but didn't quite work out.
Yeah. I mean, what a departure from where Big Brother, where, you know, you're looked at as like, okay, a guy who can win a lot of the challenges to come into the challenge and then feel like that, okay, well, I'm the smallest person here.
Yeah, man. It's humbling. It's humbling. I mean, I had confidence in myself and I knew I could win some of the little things, but yeah, when I pulled up to that last daily challenge and it was wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, wow, finally. Yeah. How about that? They built one just for me. Perfect. Yeah, great. So, yeah.
Tyler, could you talk a little bit about your decision to come and do the challenge? Was that something that you had been that you wanted to do or you had to be talked into?
I a lot of personal things went on with my life. I just got out of a long-term relationship and I was really in like a transitional phase. And so I was really paying attention to like signs and things that were coming my way. And I was blessed with the opportunity again. And this time it just felt right. Like mentally, I felt like I needed something new and it was just really nice to have something to look forward to and something to train for and something to practice for. So I didn't need any talking into it this time. I feel like you've seen how I am when I'm not exactly, when my heart's not into it and when my heart's into it, I've seen that for myself. And so I knew that if I was ever going to go into another game like this, my heart absolutely had to be into it, or it's just a waste. So my heart was into it 100% and I was just really blessed for the opportunity.
Would you do this again? Would you do more challenge?
I think I would. I think I would. It was an experience of a lifetime, honestly. It was really nice not to be trapped in a house for 100 days and to actually be outside and to do epic things every other day. So yeah, if I got the opportunity, I don't know if I could say no.
Did you have any other alliances or relationships with people in the house that we didn't really get to see on the show?
You know, I don't think so. Like, I was grasping at straws pretty much the whole time. Like, I think before last night, me and Cassidy tried to develop a little bit of a working relationship. That's why, yeah. Like, you would see one random rogue vote that wasn't on Cassidy. That was usually mine, because I was like, all right, well, I mean, I might as well, you know, work with Cassidy here because everyone's against her. We can be the bottom feeders together if that works. So There was that. Sebastian and I tried to work together, but we slept in beds right next to each other. But yeah, he moved out of the bedroom pretty quickly. So, and y'all saw why.
Yeah. Did you feel like that your ties to Fessy helped you at all getting through to this point?
They definitely did. I know Fess, I wasn't at the top of his list, but when he had the opportunity, he did protect me, like, to a certain extent. So I appreciated it. And it was nice to, like, actually be able to work with him this time, especially, like, walking into his environment.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it's like, it was a different experience because on Big Brother, we're opposite sides of the house, didn't work together at all. I come in here.
You got the better side of him in Big Brother, right?
Exactly. So I'm like, is this dude looking for revenge? But I'm like, kept reminding them that he didn't vote for me at the end. So I'm like, listen, I think we're even, right? Like, let's just call it even and move forward here. But no, it was his environment. He makes every final like that he's been in before this show. So I'm like, I'm paying attention to how Fessy moved.
He found this
even
thing.
Understand this game. So
yeah,
he found this thing. I'm happy for him.
Would you consider joining Fessy and Casey and even Josh in the MTV Challenge universe? Would you be up for making that leap?
I mean, if those people are there, probably, but yeah, I probably would. Yeah, I probably would. I want to hear TJ give me some props. I live for that.
Is there anything else that you want the fans to know about your time on the challenge?
Oh man, that's a good question. I feel like the fans have seen many sides of me, and it's kind of like going along with how I'm growing as a human at the same time. So I don't know. I feel like I'm just proud of the way I held myself, and I try to play an honest, like, straightforward game this time around. And I didn't want to do the whole Big Brother 20 Tyler thing where my head was spinning for 2 years afterwards.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thanks to everybody that watched and that, like, supports me, man, because to know it's been like 5 years and I still have people that are like rooting for me, even when I like am down on myself, it just means a lot. So I just want to say thanks to everybody.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tyler, thanks for making some time to talk about the whole challenge experience, and best of luck outside the show. Okay.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate you, man.
All right. Take care, Tyler. All right.
Later.
Bye. All right, everybody. There you have it. Tyler Crispin. Yes. Sounds like Tyler is in a good place. Happy to hear from him. Seemed like a good spirit. So great exit interview talking the challenge with Tyler. Of course, the challenge USA is heating up. We are getting very close to our final eliminations, and I'm sure we'll do a big round of exit interviews with everybody who's left in the game at some point. I think maybe one more regular episode coming up next week before we get to the finale. Of course, check out Brian and Allie's coverage on our challenge feed at robiswebsite.com/challenge feed. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom? Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.